Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. You are appreciated. Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place to get accurate and reliable information you can absolutely count on. Each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can reach us on our toll-free number anytime. It's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online. It's a great website, Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right. Without any further delay, this is going to be a great program today. I am sure you are going to enjoy it. My guest today in studio, Dr. Jill Hamilton Reeves and Dr. Christy Beffert. Dr. Hamilton Reeves is the co-director of the Nutrition Shared Resource at the University of Kansas Cancer Center and an associate professor in the Department of Urology at the University of Kansas Medical Center. Dr. Beffert is a professor in the Department of Population Health at the University of Kansas Medical Center and the associate director of cancer prevention and control at the University of Kansas Cancer Center. In recognition of Cancer Prevention Month, we're talking today about cancer and nutrition. So, Dr. Hamilton Reeves, let's start off with you today. According to the latest research, what are the best foods to eat to possibly reduce the risk of cancer?
Yeah, thanks again for having us in.
You bet, you bet.
So the best foods for preventing cancer are whole grains, vegetables, fruits, and beans. And there is an organization where you can keep up with the latest research, and they have a website. It's the American Institute for Cancer Research, .org, so AICR.org.
Okay, so why are those the best foods?
Yeah, so those foods are typically a little bit lower in calories to help us control our weight, mm-hmm. higher in fiber to help keep our GI systems working well. And those fruits and vegetables and whole grains and beans have, beyond just a lot of vitamins and minerals, they also have compounds in them. We call them phytonutrients that are, you know, things that they are part of the plant when they grow to help them survive. And then they're also super helpful for keeping us healthy.
Ah, okay. Just like your mom says, eat your fruits and vegetables,
yeah.
right? And all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, nothing's changed from that standpoint.
Okay. And when I think, we'll probably get into this, but when I think of all the processed foods, it really kind of literally makes me nauseous to think about how vastly different that is than what you just described. Just simple, plain, whole foods.
Yeah, plant-forward foods, really helpful.
Okay, so a lot of people believe that eating sugar will make cancer grow. Is that a true statement or a true belief, or is that a kind of a myth?
that's actually a tricky question because it's not necessarily the sugar itself. It's indirectly related. So, again, that same organization that gives guidelines for prevention of cancer, they have in their guidelines to avoid sugary foods and fatty foods and processed foods like you were talking about. Uh-huh. And the reason for that isn't so much what the sugar does. It's that those extra calories start adding up to extra pounds over the years. And carrying extra fat on our bodies is hard on us metabolically, and it can also be it can help drive cancer forward. So there's a connection with increasing body fat and cancer incidence. So that's one part of it. The other part is that when you consume sugar, and those of you that are listening that use insulin to control your blood sugar understand this, when sugar goes into the bloodstream, insulin follows. And it's really the insulin that it can be problematic. So not being able to keep your blood sugars in a normal, healthy range, that can be problematic for cancer incidence or, increasing the risk.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. Thank you. So I have to ask this. What about artificial sweeteners? And they're in everything, I think. Is there evidence linking artificial sweeteners to cancer?
Yeah, so some of your audience might remember when the pink packets were used to have a warning on them.
Yeah.
And that warning came from some data in animal studies showing that if you consumed a bunch of that that pink packet, it increased the risk of those animals developing bladder cancer. Since then, the government has listed the pink packet and other sweeteners as generally recognized as safe as far as cancer goes.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So it's just something that's changed over the years. Artificial sweeteners are a little tricky because they do help reduce the calories that we're consuming. But there's some suggestion that they may not be helpful for the bugs in our gut. We want healthy bugs in our gut.
Yeah.
And some data showing that they're a little bit hard on our kidney. So it's a complicated answer.
Absolutely. And it sounds like there are a lot of other issues associated with that, not necessarily cancer. I'm really glad to know. I did not realize that the belief that the pink packet and, some of these artificial sweeteners directly related to cancer. I had heard that to do that, though, you'd have to eat like 3 pounds of this stuff a day and to be at risk. And who's going to do that? But I'm glad to know that that's been disassociated, basically.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. That's good information. So my wife drinks way too much Diet Coke. She's okay, right?
As far as cancer risk?
Yeah.
That's likely not going to be the culprit, at least with the evidence that we have to see to date.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Great. So Dr. Beffert, you've been involved with cancer prevention research for several years. I understand you've done some work with the Masonic Cancer Alliance sites. Can you share a bit about that work and how it led to your current research around cancer prevention and obesity?
Yeah, so as Dr. Hamilton Reeves was mentioning, obesity is one of those things that does increase cancer risk. And a lot of the reason why some of the foods and sugar-sweetened beverages and those kinds of things are involved is because of its relationship with obesity. So, obesity is super common. 35% of all men in the United States, 40% of all women in the United States have a body mass index over 30. It's second only to smoking in terms of being a risk factor for developing cancer, linked to 13 different cancer types.
Wow.
It's been estimated to contribute to up to 40% of new cancer diagnoses. And so
I had no idea. I really did. I didn't realize there was that direct link.
It's a lot of people are surprised about it. I think the message has been getting out there more and more in the last 5 years or so, but we're still working to get that message out. Of course, obesity is linked to diabetes and heart disease as well, but cancer oftentimes gets ignored in terms of some of the problems that can be caused. So we've been trying to get on the front end of it to help people with their weight and lose some weight, both in terms of preventing cancer, but also if they have had cancer, to try to improve their prognosis as well. And so we've worked with some sites in the Midwest or the Masonic Cancer Alliance, bringing weight loss interventions to both cancer survivors, as well as in the primary care clinics to bring it to patients who are working on their overall health.
Okay, so what is the connection between obesity and cancer? Is it just a general connection or is it something specific?
Well, so there's multiple reasons why we think it's connected. There's kind of three. If you're interested in knowing the mechanisms,
sure.
Like why?
Yeah.
So there's kind of three main mechanisms. One involves insulin that Dr. Hamilton Reeves was mentioning. Insulin happens to promote cell division and things that are common for cells that may be becoming carcinogenic.
Mm-hmm.
Another is inflammation. It causes overall systemic inflammation throughout the body, which also can promote cancer. And the third link is through the impact it has on our sex hormones, estrogen, testosterone, and the interplay between some of those things and insulin as well. And it can feed some types of cancer directly, such as breast cancer.
Okay.
Other female male cancers.
All right. All right. Excellent. And I'm learning a lot today. So I love that. Dr. Hamilton Reeves, what role does a registered dietitian play in a cancer patient's journey?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a registered dietitian can help with making sure that sometimes when patients are undergoing treatments, they lose their appetite. And so they can give ideas to deal with that. Sometimes foods taste funny or smell funny. Mm-hmm. Again, they can help with troubleshooting. And then also this issue of obesity can affect cancer coming back. So registered dietitians are involved in helping cancer survivors keep their cancer from coming back by helping them manage weight that might have been gained secondary to some of the treatments that they were undergoing.
Okay. All right. This is a fascinating conversation. Guaranteed our listeners are learning a lot as well. So thank you so much. We'll just pick this conversation up right after the break. But first, let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. It's a statement, actually. Being overweight or obese puts people at higher risk for several types of cancer. Is that statement true or false? We'll have the answer right after the break. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. Super simple. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the big microphone just right there on the homepage, or you can also click the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in. It'll start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have. It really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. It's more of a statement. Being overweight or obese puts people at higher risk for several types of cancer. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. Dr. Beffert, you had mentioned that in the previous segment. So if our listeners were tuned in, I think they knew that was true. What are some of the major cancers that are linked to overweight or being obese?
Sure. So there's six cancers that are part of the digestive system,
okay,
including esophageal, upper stomach, gallbladder, liver, pancreas, and colon. Also, top cancers for men and women, breast and prostate, particularly prostate for risk of recurrence if you've had it.
Yep.
For women, also endometrial and ovarian, kidney. I think those are
all of the big ones.
Yeah.
All of the big ones.
Yeah.
So, gosh, if that doesn't encourage you to, you know, watch the diet and take off a few pounds, I'm working on my 20, so 5 down, 15 to go. So I'm chipping away at that. So, all right. So, Dr. Hamilton Reeves, you're a nutrition scientist, and Dr. Beffert, you're a psychologist. So, Dr. Beffert, can you explain how these two areas complement each other in this field?
Definitely. I love that question. So the nutrition scientists and the registered dietitians are really the experts in helping people understand what they should be eating. And a lot of times that needs to be tailored to people's individual circumstances and the medical conditions they have. If you've had cancer, you know, the types of treatments you may be having. The psychologist can be really helpful in helping you figure out how in the heck am I going to get that done? You know, from knowing what you need to do to how you're going to actually accomplish it, because I think everybody probably knows it's not easy. You may be able to do it in the short term, but trying to keep it up in the long term can be quite difficult. So psychologists can be helpful both with behavioral strategies, but also dealing with different triggers, which oftentimes include emotional and social triggers for eating, things like that.
Yeah, and that falls right into the behavioral side of things, and I think that's huge. If you can break some of those, just one or two of those bad habits, just break that link, I think you're off to the races.
Yes.
So, all Absolutely. Right. All right. So we talked at the start of the broadcast about eating healthy to help reduce the risk of getting cancer. So for someone who has already been diagnosed with cancer, why is it so important to eat healthy during and after cancer treatment?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll go ahead and start with this one, and
sure.
feel free to chime in, Dr. Bufford, if you have some thoughts. A lot of our work and our studies have focused on this population. So people that have just been given the you know, bad news that they have cancer. And really, working with a nutritionist can help think about what foods are going to best support them through the specific therapy. It's probably not going to be the best time to be losing weight during that therapy, kind of depending on what cancer type and what they're going through. A lot of times what we're doing is trying to build resilience so that if you're undergoing surgery or treatments that affect appetite, that you keep your muscle mass and keep nice and strong and fueled to fight that battle.
Okay.
And so oftentimes it's in the later phases, and we typically don't try to work with people on weight loss until at least 3 months after their primary treatment, mm-hmm. When they've stabilized and have kind of gotten through that phase of their
okay.
recovery.
Okay. All right. So Dr. Hamilton Reeves, can you share some of the research that you've been involved with around cancer prevention?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, a lot of our work actually focuses more on during the treatment itself.
Correct. Yeah.
Or prevention of the cancer coming back. So cancer survivors. So we have a couple of big trials that we're doing right now. One is in bladder cancer and in patients that are having their bladder surgically removed. And we're doing an intervention to support the immune system and help these people from experiencing complications from that surgery mm-hmm. and infections by providing a drink that we think is going to support the immune system better and help them keep their muscle on better okay. after that surgery. The other study is actually looking at those mechanisms. We know that obesity increases the risk of cancer. What we don't know is if losing weight can actually reverse those mechanisms. Mm. So can we disrupt that link with obesity and cancer with weight loss? So that's the other big study. That's okay. in prostate cancer.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. And Dr. Bufford, in addition to eating healthy and making good choices when it comes to nutrition, what are some other ways to help prevent cancer?
Well, obviously, I think everybody knows if you smoke.
That's, quit that darn smoking. Man, I've never understood that.
It's hard to quit, but don't give up. Keep trying. If you're somebody out there that's tried, it's never too late to keep trying. So that's number one. But other things, physical activity is very important. We haven't talked a lot about that, but there's some direct links between how active you are in cancer as well. So 30 minutes, 5 days a week. If you're trying to manage your weight, even more, up to 45 minutes a day is recommended. We haven't really mentioned alcohol. So alcohol, okay. there's a lot of mixed things out there about alcohol, but mm-hmm. not good for cancer.
It's loaded with sugar.
Well,
and that kind of comes back to the sugar
part.
The
alcohol itself
okay.
actually is not good for cancer. So if you're okay. going to drink, try to limit it to one a day.
All right.
Max two for men, but one a day. If you're a woman, now I don't think anyone in our audience is probably breastfeeding right now, but
right.
you may have some children or grandchildren.
You may have
or
kids or grandkids,
there.
Yeah.
It's always good to breastfeed. It reduces your risk for breast cancer, at least 6 months, 12 months preferred.
Okay.
Wear your sunscreen. Try to protect yourself from radiation. Protect yourself from infections that cause cancer, HPV, hepatitis. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the big ones.
Okay. And so we have about a minute left. This has gone fast. So what are some reliable resources for finding out more information about nutrition and cancer prevention?
So I had mentioned AICR.org. I also think the American Cancer Society does a really great job putting materials together.
Okay.
Do you have any recommendations?
I think those are definitely the top two
yeah.
that I would recommend. And, you know, CDC is also, you know, always has reliable information as well.
Okay. And so are there any final takeaways that you'd like to share?
You know, we've talked about obesity, but I think the physical activity message is important to rein or drive home, that physical activity, the data show, actually reduces the risk of those same cancers that we talked about with increased risk with obesity. So if energy balance and losing weight is challenging, take heart. If you're moving, you're doing the right thing.
And I would add to that 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes that you do can make a huge difference. So if you're currently doing 5 minutes, do 15. It doesn't have to be a lot. A lot of times people feel intimidated because they don't consider themselves to be an avid exerciser.
Just a little bit will help a lot.
A little bit helps a lot. Exactly.
All right. Dr. Hamilton Reeves and Dr. Beffert, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. Great information. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll have more right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, maybe you want to share the program with family or friends, or maybe you just want to go back and hear it again. No worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. They're in chronological order, so feel free to help yourself. And lots of people listen to the podcast of this program. All right. So just want to thank my guests from the first half of the program today, Dr. Hamilton Reeves and Dr. Beffert. Wow, that was great information about the link between cancer and nutrition. So that was great information, and I really appreciate them being on. All right. So for the rest of the program, I'm going to have my old friend. I didn't say old.
Established.
I said established. That's C. And I was going to go old. So O-L-E.
That'll work.
Friend Mark Squires here live in the studio. Mark is with Wise Choices Financial. And he is known as the Medicare Whisperer. So we're going to talk about Medicare. So many questions around Medicare. And I'm going to share a personal story with you and how Mark was able to help my mom. But Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
It's great to be back at Senior Care Live, and we're going to talk about the wonderful world of Medicare for a little bit.
That's right. And I'm growing a stash. I noticed that both of our stashes are kind of gray looking.
Well, we've earned that gray hair.
That just means there's wisdom in there somewhere, right?
That's what it is. Apparently wisdom to not shave our lips. That's what it is.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So if you've been listening to the program for a while, I had mentioned in October, I think, or November, I think October, that I was going to take my own mom in to see Mark Squires. And I just and because her Medicare premiums are just going up and up and up. Yep. And up. So, Mark, I was just going to share the process. It was really simple. It was very beneficial, very helpful. So for our listeners, we called. We made an appointment. Here's the number, by the way, 816. You're going to want to call after this after this segment, 816-841-9141. And we made an appointment. And then I took my mom over to see Mark. And he was just so professional, had some questions for my mom. She had a Part F, which is, you know, it pays literally for everything, but it was like $270-some a month. It was just getting too expensive. And her Part D premium for the Medicare prescription drug coverage, it was going to go up to over $50 a month. I think like $53 a month. That's just too much. So can we reduce our cost but still have great coverage. So we went in and Mark says, let's talk about the medicine first. So we had a list of her prescriptions. Mm-hmm. And Mark, one thing that you said that caught, it didn't catch me off guard, it caught my ear and I thought it was great advice. Mm-hmm. One of the most important relationships that you can have is with your local pharmacist.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. And I thought that was great, great advice. She goes, well, you know, I love to go to my Price Chopper right here in our small town. I know everybody. They know me. And he goes, well, let's stick with that if you're okay. She's, yeah, I don't want to drive all over the place for my medicine. So we went in there. You input all of the medications and her pharmacist, and you hit the magic button, and poof. We had a list from least expensive to most expensive, and we avoided some companies that didn't have a good, strong, multi-year track record.
Right.
And we ended up going with Cigna, obviously a big company, very good track record, and saved her $32 a month.
Right.
Just in premium. But here's the big kicker that I don't know if a lot of people think about. She is now saving $92 a month in her monthly copays.
Mm-hmm.
So she used to pay, for example, $23, $24 for one particular medicine. She pays like $3.15 now for that same medicine.
Isn't that amazing? That'll buy up a couple of bags of groceries right there.
Yeah, just on one medicine. Mm-hmm. And then so I get a text from mom because this all started in January. Just paid $3.15 for my Nexium. She goes, thank you, son. You know, because I'm like, we need to do something about this. And I know who we need to talk to. And then a couple of weeks later in January, just paid 33 cents for one medicine and 82 cents for the other one. Yippee. And she goes, thank you, son, in a text, right? As my mom's driving on. And then this last text later in January, just picked up my other two meds, zero copay. Thank you, son.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That adds up to $92 a month.
Yeah.
A month. Plus $32 a month in her premium.
Right.
Just because we called 816-841-9141. We scheduled an appointment. We sat down with Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. And he very quickly and efficiently said, boom, there it is. And we're like, and you remember what my mom said? She looked at that and she goes, can I hug you now?
She did. She did. And we accept hugs at the office. We do. She did. She looked right. Can I hug you now? That was a wonderful evening when we had that appointment.
Yeah. Can I hug you now? And I'm like, oh, she likes you. But I mean, seriously, this is fantastic. And then the big one. She had Part F. $270 a month.
It was close. It was pushing 300.
It was. I mean, it was up there. And then you told us about a plan that I had never heard of until you were on the radio with me, a plan N.
And like Nancy.
Mm-hmm. And like Nancy. And I'm like, I've never even heard of that. And you said, well, there's a reason why sometimes some folks selling these plans want to steer you to, and we're not throwing everyone under the bus, but it happens. Mm-hmm. They want to steer you to the higher commissionable plans that are more expensive. But this plan N pays everything that plan F does with a couple of exceptions.
It does not play the Part B deductible.
Which is how much?
$198 a year. And that only applies to outpatient non-preventive services.
Yeah.
So, you know, that, okay, you can absorb that. And then on an N plan, when you go to certain doctor's visits, you're going to have a copay of up to $20. The average for the Kansas City area is about $16. It depends on how long the doctor spends with you in the exam room. Well, I don't know about your doctor. I have a great doctor who spends time with me, but most doctors just kind of create a breeze as they're coming through the exam room.
Yeah.
So it's about $16 for most people, but worst case scenario, it's $20.
Yeah. And I think with my mom's doctor, I think it's about $10 for him.
It could be.
Around $10. Mm-hmm. And she sees him a couple of times a year. Oh, there's $20, Mike.
Ooh. Yeah.
Right? And then only in the very specific instance when you have that deductible of $198, which, you know, most people are not even are not going to incur that. Even if you did, that's fine. So for our listeners, changing my mom.
Here we go.
From Part F to Part N.
It's actually plan, not part.
Plan N. Sorry about that. Yep. Plan N. And this is with Aetna. This is with a real company with a great track record. It's not some off brand that you're not sure, you know, what they're going to do or who they are. Saved her $163 per month for a widow living on a very fixed income. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. You add that up with her copay savings and her Part D monthly premium savings, and going to visit Mark Squire saved my mom $287 a month, every single month. That's a huge deal.
That is. That's all, what, just north of $3,300 a year that we're keeping in your mom's budget. We're not sending it out to an insurance company in premium. We're not leaving it at the Price Chopper in copays for drugs. We're keeping it in your mom's budget. We're giving her more peace of mind, more freedom in her lifestyle. She can just enjoy. She enjoys her life anyway. Of course, Steve Kuiker's her son. Why wouldn't she? But she's just able to enjoy more of her retirement because we did that.
Absolutely. And, you know, she has some car issues. Now, you know, we had postponed looking at even getting her maybe a good used car that's, mm-hmm. you know, more dependable than her current car. But frankly, there was no room in the budget. Now we have a little bit of room in the budget where we could do something with that. And there are extra dollars in the bank account at the end of the month, $287. Mm-hmm. And while I was in cost cutting, I went crazy on this. I said, how much are you paying for the dish, and how much are you paying for your internet? Mm-hmm. So we switched that out, saved her $93 there. So along with her internet, and we went to a different, aggressive, offer from a local cable company, right. Basically. Mm-hmm. And then we fixed the Medicare situation. Now, every single month she's saving $380, and the majority of that is through her Medicare savings. So, it made a huge difference in her life. Mm-hmm. Just going to see Mark Squires, a simple 1 hour, wasn't even that long. Took maybe 45 minutes after, you know, hugs and so forth.
Yeah. That's about right. About 45 minutes for most people, unless they have a lot of questions or a very extensive drug list, which your mom didn't have.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, it's something that people need to look at, and it's simple. We make it easy. There's no high pressure. And if we can save you money, we're going to show you right on the spot. We're not just saving money. We're changing your life.
There's no doubt about that. Call Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer with Wise Choices Financial, 816-841-9141, or online at lifewithmedicare.com. We'll have more with Mark right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to call us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Back with my friend and special guest in studio, Mark Squires. He is the Medicare Whisperer. If this is resonating with you, if you're like, now, wait a minute, my mom's spending too much, and you want to reach out to Mark to see if you can save some money, do that. Pull over. If you're driving your car, pull over. That, you know, it's dangerous to text or drive in your car while on the phone. But anyway, 816-841-9141. 816-841-9141, or you could go online, great website, lifewithmedicare.com. So, Mark, you're located in Missouri, but you are licensed in multiple states.
Yes, I'm licensed, I think, in 14 states, and one of the agents I work with is licensed in 19. So
okay.
There are some states we're not, but that's okay. If one of our clients moves, we'll probably go there.
Okay. All right. So so that's just to say that if you live in Kansas and Missouri or you know, any of the neighboring states, Mark can take care of you and he's got you covered. So Mark, just real quick while I'm bragging on you.
Go ahead.
I sent a lifelong friend to you on behalf of his sister with mm-hmm. some medical situations coming up. And you gave him some great advice. And you said, Matt, stay where you're at. Keep right. the coverage that you have. Don't make any changes right now. To do so would be not in her best interest.
It would have been devastating in their case.
Yeah. Yeah. Stick with what you've got. Deal with your deductibles and your all of that sort of stuff. Get her through some of her medical challenges, which she's right in the middle of right now, by the way. And it's looking good, by the way.
Good.
But once everything settles down and you get past this big hurdle, then call me. And then at that point, we'll take a look and we'll see what we can do. I just really appreciated that because, to be honest with you, there are a lot of salespeople pulling him 10 different ways, wanting to sell him. And you want to get rid of that and you want to do this and you want to do that. And I said, and he called me up in a panic. What should I do? And I said, call Mark and he will shoot straight with you. And you did.
I did.
And you didn't try to sell him something over the phone or get over here. We'll do and turn out a commission. You told him the right information. Keep what you've got.
And I'm thankful and I'm blessed to get referrals from you. But the reality is I didn't say to him, stay where you're at. Don't do anything because it was a referral from Steve. That could have been somebody who called off of the website, called off of, you know, just got referred. I don't know how, but found my business card in the middle of the street, which I hope they didn't.
Yeah.
But I would have been the same answer in that situation. Not every encounter has to result in a sale.
Yeah.
You know, people are not commodities, and I've been in this business for 18 years. I've never treated people like commodities. You have to treat people the way they're supposed to be treated and tell them to do the right thing. If it's not a sale, that's okay. My faith is not in my ability to sell. My faith is in God. And if you know, we're on radio, so you can't see, but Steve will attest, I haven't skipped any meals lately intentionally. I'm healthy, folks. I'm healthy. But that's the way it has to be. And Medicare is so confusing. God's blessed me with a mind that understands, I think it's a blessing, the mind that understands Medicare and how it works and how we can slow the process down and make this Medicare fit the individual as opposed to, oh, buy this, sign here. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I just can't do that to people.
No. And you don't. And you prove it. And you prove it every day. You do the right thing. Mm-hmm. Didn't charge my friend a penny for that great advice. Mm-hmm. And guess who he's going to go to when they're ready to take a look at that and make some changes? He's coming to you. So doing the right thing is a wonderful thing. Unfortunately, it's becoming more and more rare. But that's why I refer all of my, literally my friends and my family and my clients to Mark Squires. 816-841-9141 or online lifewithmedicare.com. So, Mark, you mentioned some big changes in Medicare that occurred in January.
Right. We had the most sweeping changes in Medicare in at least a generation that came into being on January 1st, 2020. The biggest being, it's called the MACRA rule. The nice part of that was Medicare can't use Social Security numbers on Medicare cards anymore. That only took about 14 years of appealing to Congress to get that changed.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, you know, common sense in Washington.
No.
Yeah, they don't go together. It's like oil and water. But we got that done.
I mean, why would you not want your Social Security card on your Medicare card?
Well,
I mean, come on.
Well, they disguised it with a letter, so nobody really knew.
No, couldn't see that at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But the other thing was what Congress said is nobody who is brand new to Medicare on or after January 1st, 2020, can purchase no deductible coverage or first dollar coverage.
Which is at Plan F, right?
F and C. And
okay.
Nobody buys. I mean, I think in the last 5 years, I've run across one person with a C plan.
Yeah.
So the F plan was what a lot of people had. And if we were talking 5 or 6, 7 years ago, that's what we recommended. Hey, this is cheap and you get 100% coverage. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Most financial advisors would say, call this company, buy an F plan, you'll be fine. Well, when Congress made that announcement about 5 years earlier, we started migrating people to other plans because it's real simple, folks. The insurance companies base their premiums on the risk that they're taking. And when Medicare said, we're not going to sell these, they're not going to allow you to sell these anymore, then automatically we know that after January 1st, the risk pool is going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. Why? Well, some people can't afford it, and then sadly, some people pass away.
Yeah.
And eventually, we start to see those premiums go up. Most recently, the last two premium increase notices, and I'm not going to say the companies, but they're companies you all have heard of, 25% for one company across the board, 25% premium increase on an F plan. Well, that means if you're paying $200 a month, all of a sudden you're paying $250. What's that going to do to your budget? It's going to destroy it for most people. One company, 19%, 15%. Another company increased it, two rate increases. Here's the thing, folks. If you're getting those nasty grams, if you're getting that letter that says, hey, it's been really nice working with you, and for the privilege of working with us, we're going to raise your premium another 10, 15, 20%, you need to get on the phone and call me. Not everybody's going to pass through the health questions. My job as a broker that works with several companies is to know what companies are friendly to what people's conditions are.
Yeah.
In the case of your mom, there's nothing wrong with your mom.
Yeah.
She was in wonderfully good health. But if you've got somebody who's taken some insulin, we know how to get around that. If you've got somebody who's dealing with that, maybe they had cancer 5 or 6 years ago, we know how to deal with that. But here's the thing, at least call us, at least check it out, at least let us do a review and make sure that you're not paying too much. If we can get you on a plan with maybe just a little bit less coverage than what you have, but we can save you a couple of $100 a month, we did a good thing.
Yeah.
And we do it every day.
Well, and you did it for my mom. And the coverage is almost the same. She'll pay $10 per doctor's visit. She sees him a couple of times a year. Mm-hmm. In the unlikely event that we have that hospitalization that would trigger that $198 deductible.
Oh, no, heck, not the hospital. She has 100% inpatient coverage.
Oh, that's right. It was, which one was it?
Outpatient, non-preventive. So if she goes in for a sinus infection, the first $198 of the doctor's bill is going to come out of her pocket.
Yeah.
So, but here's, you know, there's more to look at it than. No networks to deal with. She can go to any provider in the country
anywhere
who accepts Medicare, and they're going to accept her Medicare supplement.
Yeah.
God forbid if she gets cancer, she wants to go to MD Anderson. You're going to Houston, brother.
Yeah.
You know, and stop by a good church while you're down there.
Right, right. Yeah.
So,
So that is just phenomenal. So Mark, any other last words of wisdom in our last 30 seconds?
No, we could talk about this for hours and more people, but here's the thing. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your budget. If you're dealing with your parents, you owe it to your parents. Make sure you've got your Medicare right. We can help you at Wise Choices Financial. That's why a client gave me the name Medicare Whisperer, and I trademarked it.
Absolutely. Mark Squires, he is the Medicare Whisperer. 816-841-9141 or online lifewithmedicare.com. Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. And thanks so much for doing such a great job for my mom. I appreciate it.
When you refer your mother, you're going to own it for life. Thanks for trusting me with your mom.
All right. All right. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.